More Idaho Matters right now from the studios at Boise State Public Radio News. Imagine a panoramic view of a field of stars or a beautiful desert landscape with a time lapse of stars crawling across a stunning night sky. These are just some of the amazing pictures captured by astrophotographer Nate Lyles. Nate is coming back to the Sun Valley Museum of Art to share some of his tips and his tricks for taking pictures of the night sky. And we're lucky enough to have him joining us now. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
So, Nate, how did you get started taking pictures of the stars?
I started astrophotography in probably 2012 or so. And I had just seen some images that I was really curious how they were made, first of all, and really inspired by it. I was interested in photography in general, and I just kind of started down that pursuit with being interested in the outdoors and spending a lot of time under the stars anyway. It was kind of a logical progression to my photography.
So how did you get to the point of really taking pictures of the night sky, and how does it differ from taking landscape photography? Because you've done a lot of landscape photography. So is it different than focusing on the night sky?
Sure. Yeah. I would say it's technically a little bit more difficult. Generally with landscape photography, it is useful to have a tripod, but you don't necessarily need one. You could certainly shoot handheld. And another thing that is very useful in astrophotography is to have lenses that have a low aperture. They let a lot of light in. So there is some specialization to it as far as equipment and techniques. So it definitely takes a little bit more effort, and it certainly helps to have some folks to learn from to do that, which is, I guess, photography in general. That's the case. You'll always, having a mentor would always progress you quicker, but particularly with these more technical styles of photography, it really does help.
So how hard is it to take pictures of stars? I mean, as you said, you might be good to have certain pieces of equipment.
Yeah, once you have the equipment, which it really does not have to be that specialized. One thing that's great about the advances in camera technology is it's really fairly affordable to get cameras that have very, very good sensors and to get lenses that are fairly fast. So there's not nearly as much of a barrier as there used to be. So really taking these photographs, once you have an understanding of the techniques, is not tremendously difficult. You have to understand how to control your camera to create a long exposure. And you obviously have to keep your camera still, ideally on a tripod. Although you could just place it on a level surface, it would just be hard to compose correctly. And then the other part of this is you have to be able to see the night sky clearly. And light sources around communities and cities, it's really amazing how much they'll actually block our view of the night sky. So one thing that's really helpful is just being in a location that is conducive to it. And then atmospheric conditions play a lot into this too. Is there a lot of smoke in the atmosphere? Is there moonlight? If the moon is out, you'll have a very hard time getting a good exposure of the stars, because it'll be bright enough to wash all that out with the long exposure. So location and a little bit of knowledge are kind of the key things here, but this is totally something that most people that have basic skills with their camera and manual setting on their camera can do, especially if they travel in the outdoors and they're in dark locations.
So why is it important to you to really demystify the process of taking night sky pictures?
Well, I think it's just really, more than anything, these, as lovely as it is to get these photographs of the night sky, a great part of the experience is just being there and feeling small. You know, it's really such a lovely thing that takes you to such wonderful places. And I think a lot of folks think that this is something that takes tremendously expensive equipment or huge telescopes or something like that. And there's all these places you can specialize, but this is available to most people that are amateur photographers, and if it's something they enjoy, they can progress it and grow it pretty quickly. So I think just bringing awareness to that is a really nice thing.
So, what's your advice to anyone who might want to take pictures, you know, of the night sky, of the moon, of the stars?
General advice as far as what type of locations or equipment they might want.
Both of those.
I think the biggest thing that will benefit people to get good images is good planning. So understanding what's going on in the sky, is there going to be a moon? Is it going to be a dark sky? What's your objective? Because even more so than other types of photography, you know, in say just your standard landscape photography, daytime landscape photography, it still requires some good pre-trip planning. Hopefully you're shooting in the morning or evening and you have nice light, things like that. The logical progression with astrophotography or lunar photography, if you're trying to shoot photos of the moon, you want to plan these things so you know a location that works, you know how the light is going to be, you know when it gets fully dark, if that's what you're looking for, because there's so many different things you can compose and you can do. Of course, you can just go out and experiment, and that's a great part of the learning process. But planning goes a long way in this stuff, and it'll save you a lot of trial and error. And along with that, connecting with someone who has some experience with the techniques and with areas will really elevate your skill level pretty quickly too. Although the internet is an amazing resource at this point too, there is just so much information out there about different types of photography and the technical details of how to achieve what you're trying to do.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.